In late January, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced that it would issue a late winter release of low-income home heating LIHEAP funds. New York is receiving $33.3 million, bringing its total federal heating assistance allocation for this winter to $377 million. The latest funds will be distributed to those in crisis situations. Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance spokesman Anthony Farmer says applications are now being accepted.
We know that due to the cold temperatures this winter over a prolonged period and hearing from our local departments of social services around the state that a lot of households with senior citizens on fixed incomes, had already received a regular heat benefit as well as an emergency heat benefit and were still running out of fuel or facing a utility shutoff and needed help to pay those bills and keep the heat on in their homes.
Eligibility varies, but a household of four could earn up to $50,629 annually and qualify for assistance. Farmer adds that the emergency benefit varies up to a maximum of $575.
Generally, it's based on household size and household income. And if you've already received a regular heat benefit and an emergency benefit, you probably already meet those qualifications. And if you're in danger of having your utility shut off or cannot afford a refill of your tank, you probably could then qualify for another emergency benefit. So the best way to find out is to contact your local Department of Social Services, and they will be able to help you find out whether you're eligible or not.
Essex County is one of the most rural areas of the state. This year, more than 2,600 households have received regular LIHEAP benefits, and 588 of those qualified in the first round of emergency funding. Social Services Manager Stephanie Snow says the need for additional assistance is great due to the long, cold, harsh winter.
We've had it in the past where they have done this before, and their benefits range from the regular benefits, $575 to $600, and then a first emergency of $600. But you figure the price of fuel, and a lot of times there's an off-route charge associated with an emergency benefit that eats up the heat benefit right in one delivery.
Snow emphasizes that this is emergency funding, and those applying must have received previous LIHEAP assistance this winter.
In order to qualify for the benefit, the person has to meet a resource test, which they met the first time, so that is usually done automatically. But they have to be in an emergency situation, which is defined as less than 10 days of fuel, less than a quarter of a tank, or their utility is scheduled to be shut off, and they cannot obtain a delivery on their own, and they have no means to pay for it. They do have to meet that qual. It isn't just an automatic benefit. Because some clients call up and say, I'm calling for my second benefit. That's not what it is. There are criteria they have to meet.
Applications are being accepted through Friday, March 27th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.